She shared these misgivings at the idea of his leaving, as they made their usual, now much shorter, walk along Pemberley's grounds that morning. "I know, my love. I hate to leave you, particularly when you are so far along," he said. "Yet perhaps it's for the best to be required to do so now. I believe I will go to town first and stay a day or so. I can ensure all of our accounts are in a settled place, for I expect we shall not be in town for a half year at least once the baby is born. As well, it will be easier to find good candidates for a wet nurse there."
"We have no need of a wet nurse," Elizabeth said. "Certainly someone to help care for the child, particularly if it should prove so difficult as little Bess, but I wish to nurse the baby myself. My mother, and perhaps you, should object to it, but it is what I wish."
"I have no objections to it, and I do not know why she should," Darcy said. "My mother nursed Georgiana and me, as did my Aunt Ellen and my cousin Alice for their children."
"It was not common in our neighbourhood," Elizabeth said, a little embarrassed, but secretly pleased with the fodder for convincing her mother. For if it had been done by her noble relations, this would be the final word in any argument with Mrs. Bennet. She only wished she'd known of this before Jane's birth, for perhaps young Bess would have been made more content by her own mother's milk. "I believe my mother's generation was greatly influenced by Rousseau."
"He has been my influence as well," said Elizabeth, who had been reading everything that could be found in the library on childbearing, as well as several newer volumes she'd ordered from London.
"I will still seek out candidates for a nurse while I'm in London."
Elizabeth shook her head. "There is no need, Darcy. We may find someone closer who is able to help mind the child."
"Of course. If you would prefer to interview the candidates, perhaps we should post advertisements in Matlock and even Derby after I'm back."
"Yes, I believe I would prefer that. It's not that I don't trust your judgment, but this woman will look after our child. I would rather we interview her together."
"I understand completely, Elizabeth, but I do wish to point out that she must be a wet nurse. I respect your choice, or moreover, I am glad of it, but I must insist on this. She need not nurse frequently, just enough to maintain her livelihood."
"I do not understand. If you respected my choice, you would believe she should not need to nurse at all. The greatest importance is that she be skilled in caring for the child, not that she be able to serve as a source of food."
"I agree that the care she provides is of the greatest importance, but she should also be able to nurse the child."
"I do not know we shall be able to find someone so capable of both in Matlock or Derby."
"That is why I wished to find someone in town," he said.
"If you are not so insistent on her being a wet nurse, I do not believe it would be so difficult."
"I cannot yield on this, Elizabeth. I wish that I could, but I cannot." Darcy exhaled sharply. Elizabeth could sense he was growing frustrated, and yet she felt her own ire raised, which was exacerbated by the mood she found came with her present state.
"I do not understand why you cannot. I shall nurse the child, and we will find someone to look after her, or him, and manage the nursery. The right candidate might see all of our children raised to the appropriate age."
"That would be a fine plan, but I must insist on this."
"You cannot insist on this without giving me a reason."
"I would prefer not to."
"What sort of answer is that? You would prefer not to? This child is growing in my own belly right now. Do not my own preferences matter?"
"They do, Elizabeth. They are of the utmost importance."
"If they are of the utmost importance, you might respect them more. You must give me some reason, rather than pretending to listen and then continuing on your own path."
"Is that what you think I'm doing?"
"Did you think you were doing something else? For I cannot think of any other reason why you should insist we must hire a wet nurse."
Elizabeth stopped walking upon exclaiming this and turned to face him defiantly. "I insist, because if you die, the baby must have some means of nursing." Darcy spoke in the agitation they both felt. He said it with an angry countenance that all but crumpled as soon as the words were out, and then he looked wholly overcome.